Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A massive infusion of 18,100 crore to rescue India's MSMEs and airlines from the devastating impact of the West Asia crisis, that is the bold move the Union Cabinet has just approved, and it's a story you need to know inside out. First, let's understand why this matters. The ongoing conflict in West Asia has sent shockwaves through the global economy, disrupting supply chains, raising fuel prices, and reducing air traffic volumes on key international routes. But why does this matter? For India, it's crucial because our MSMEs and airlines are facing unprecedented financial stress. What makes this significant is that India's 6.3 crore MSMEs contribute a whopping 30% of our GDP and 45% of our exports. Liquidity crunch during geopolitical disruptions has historically caused MSME failures, and that's a risk we cannot afford to take. Now, let's look at the specifics. The West Asia conflict has disrupted crude oil prices, which are rising sharply, increasing raw material and transport costs for our MSMEs. The Strait of Hormuz trade flows have been affected, which is a big deal because it accounts for around 20% of global oil shipments. Our export markets are also feeling the heat, as West Asia is a major destination for Indian MSME exports, including textiles, gems, and engineering goods. And here is something that surprises many students. The Red Sea shipping disruptions are forcing longer routes via the Cape of Good Hope, adding 10 to 14 days to the journey and increasing costs by 20 to 25%. Airlines are not immune to this crisis either. Indian carriers, particularly IndiGo and Air India, are facing higher ATF, or aviation turbine fuel, prices, which are directly tied to the crude oil spike. Route closures over conflict zones, such as the Strait of Hormuz and Gulf airspace, are also affecting their operations. Demand is softening on Middle East routes, which is a major Indian traffic corridor. And to make matters worse, higher leasing costs are putting pressure on their balance sheets, as aircraft are leased in USD and the rupee depreciation is taking its toll. Now let us turn to the historical context. The Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme, or ECLGS, was first launched in May 2020 as part of the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan economic package. The scheme operates through a simple yet effective mechanism. The government contributes a corpus to the National Credit Guarantee Trust Company, or NCGTC, which then provides a guarantee to banks and non-banking financial companies, or NBFCs. These banks and NBFCs can then lend to MSMEs without requiring collateral beyond the guarantee. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, the ECLGS 5.0 scheme is a significant development that you need to understand. Remember this number, 18,100 crore, that's the corpus allocated for this scheme, which will enable an additional credit flow of 2.55 lakh crore. Note this carefully, the scheme targets MSMEs and airlines facing financial stress due to the West Asia conflict. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CECLGS 5.0 scheme has a corpus of 18,100 crore rupees. The scheme will enable an additional credit flow of 2.55 lakh crore rupees. The Indian space MSME sector contributes 30% of India's GDP and 45% of exports. The Strait of Hormuz trade flows account for around 20% of global oil shipments. The Red Sea shipping disruptions are forcing longer routes via the Cape of Good Hope, adding 10 to 14 days to the journey and increasing costs by 20 to 25%. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your mains exam, with keywords like ECLGS 5.0, NCGTC, MSME Credit Guarantee, West Asia Conflict Economic Impact, Strait of Hormuz, ATF Prices, Atmanirbhar Bharat, Credit Moratorium, aviation sector stress, and supply chain disruption. You need to understand the nuances of this scheme and its implications for India's economy and geopolitical standing. In conclusion, the ECLGS 5.0 scheme is a timely intervention to rescue India's MSMEs and airlines from the devastating impact of the West Asia crisis. As you prepare for your UPSC exam, remember that this scheme is not just a financial rescue package, but also a strategic move to bolster India's economic resilience in the face of global uncertainty.